EU member states will shortly approve €22 billion in retaliatory tariffs on US imports in response to President Trump's earlier tariffs on steel and aluminium. The latest phase of US President Donald Trump's sweeping global tariffs came into effect today, including those imposed on the EU. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Donald Trump's gamble with the global economy has upended the trading order, raised fears of recession and wiped trillions of dollars off the value of major companies. At 7 a.m. Irish time, his blanket tariffs took effect across the globe, including 20% on most EU exports. The European Central Bank now believes Eurozone growth will fall much more than initially thought. At a Republican Party event last night, President Trump boasted about how the US was already earning $2 billion a day from tariffs and mocked any Republican legislator who might query the necessity of trashing global markets. He said countries were lining up to, quote, kiss my ass and to beg him to do a deal. This afternoon, member states are expected to approve €22 billion in retaliatory tariffs on US goods in response to US tariffs on EU steel and aluminium. The damage to the global economy is already setting in. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The chaos on the stock markets around the world is now spilling over into the bond market. Treasuries or bonds issued by the US to borrow money on world markets have seen their interest rates climb today. China has retaliated to the latest phase of President Trump's tariffs by imposing an 84% levy on US imports. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy.
Today's stock markets in Dublin, London, Paris and Frankfurt are down. But perhaps more worryingly is that the cost of borrowing for the US is rising. The interest rate on its bonds hit 4.35% today, a rise of 36 basis points. There are concerns that China, which has lent the US huge sums, could start dumping bonds on the market. That would increase borrowing costs for America and put political pressure on the Trump administration as part of the trade war.
The High Court has been told that a case taken by a school teacher who claims she was wrongly identified as the so-called GAA catfish to prevent her employer taking disciplinary action against her has been resolved. Niamh Farrell from the Spires Portadown in County Armagh had last month secured a temporary injunction against Coláiste the Éana in Rathfarnham. Our courts reporter Vivian Traynor.
Music and Irish teacher Niamh Farrell from County Armagh has denied that she is the GAA catfish. She said allegations that she was deceiving people online by pretending to be someone else and luring men in the GAA community into relationships are completely false and unfounded. Last month, she secured a temporary injunction from the High Court to stop Coláiste Éana in Rathfarnham from going ahead with a disciplinary process against her. The school took the action after parents raised concerns. The case had been adjourned until today to allow the school to submit its reply. However, this morning, Ms. Farrell's lawyers said the case had been resolved and could be struck out with costs in her favour. Mr. Justice Brian Cregan asked if he could take it then that Ms. Farrell had been wrongly identified as the GAA catfish. Senior counsel Conor Power said he could take it that the school was not proceeding with the disciplinary process and the matter would go no further. Mr. Power said that was as much as he could say. Vivian Traynor, RTE News at the High Court.
Two separate independent reviews into children's surgeries are still ongoing. A review commissioned by Children's Health Ireland involves hip surgeries for children at the CHI hospital sites and Kappa Hospital. A second review commissioned by the HSE is looking at orthopaedic surgery at Temple Street by one consultant and poor outcomes. The use of a certain spinal technique and the use of unauthorised implantable devices. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers.
Yesterday, a HICWA review revealed the unapproved use of surgical springs by one consultant at Temple Street Hospital. Two separate independent reviews into children's surgeries are still ongoing, it has been confirmed. A Children's Health Ireland Commission review involves hip surgeries for children at the CHI hospital sites and Kappa Hospital. That review is looking at a random, anonymised sample of developmental dysplasia of the hip surgeries between 2021 and 2023. CHI said the review was set up after concern was reported that the threshold criteria being used for surgical intervention with these surgeries may have been different across CHI sites and Kappa Hospital. That review is not yet complete, and CHI said it cannot comment further. A second review commissioned by the HSC is looking at orthopaedic surgery at Temple Street by one consultant and poor outcomes, the use of a certain spinal technique and the use of unauthorised implantable devices.
Work to establish 28 Oireachtas committees will begin today at Leinster House, more than 4 months after the general election. There's been sustained criticism at the delay in establishing committees, given their essential role in both the formulation and passing of legislation. Work to put them in place was stalled during the row over Doyle's speaking time. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
Dry and sunny for the rest of the day. Highest temperatures, much like recent days, with values of 14 to 21 degrees, once again warmest further west.